Hey, good morning. So I apologize that yesterday I did not have the illustrations of the cases we discussed. So just to show you now, this would be the case of Achas Yetzer Zanav. We have one against one, and then another one against another one. Then you have Achas Yetzer Zanav, one comes out at the end. That would be mitzdarif all these five to turn them into a karem, as opposed to being individual plants. A karem is a vineyard, and if you would only have individual plants, the halachas would be different. Just to review, halachas are, if you have an individual vine, then you just need to move six tefachim away from the vine, and then you could plant tevuah. Once you have a karem, then you need to have four amos. Halach is a karem, a vineyard, needs to have four amos for avodas hakarem. So, if you have a case which looks like this, two against two, and then one on the bottom, or on the top, or any side which would look like this form, then you would have to move away four amos. Any one of these cases, like the dice, this case would be fine because this plant in the middle doesn't combine the two, rather it separates between these two rows. Same thing would be true in this case, where you have one, two, and then one in the middle. That one in the middle would separate them, and they would have, therefore they would have halachas of individual vines as opposed to a vineyard. You'd only have to move away six tefachim. The Mishnah continues. We're up to Mishnah Ches today. A person plants two rows. So we know two amos, two rows, create a karem. We all know that. We learned that earlier in Machlokes Beisham and Beis Hillel. But if you have two rows of vines, that creates a vineyard. You now have to move away four amos. Now a person plants two rows. He wants to plant in between these rows. He wants to plant tevuah. He wants to plant grain. The halacha is, if there aren't eight amos in between, then he can't plant any seeds in there. It's interesting because the truth is one row is not a karem. One row, at least according to Beis Hillel, we paskin like, is an individual row. But we see something interesting over here. Normally, if you have one row, all you need to do is move away six tefachim, then you can plant grain. Here, since you have two rows, even though those two rows are not close enough to each other to create a karem, but if you would like to plant between two rows, we're going to give it a din of a karem. You have to have eight amos in between the two of them in order to plant grain in the middle. Hayu shalosh. Let's say a person had three rows. Now the Mishnah says something very interesting. Unless you have 16 amos between each row, you can't plant grain there. Now this is very interesting because we learned earlier the halacha of a karachas hakerem. Karachas hakerem was when you have a vineyard, and then there's a bald spot in the middle of a vineyard. So imagine a vineyard, let's say it has 30 rows. It's 30 rows of vines. The halacha is if you have a bald spot in the middle, then you could plant other grain in the middle. But we discussed earlier that there's a lot of space that you need to leave. Again, that was subject to a machlokes beis Hillel and beis Shammai, whether 16 was enough or you had to have 24. But ultimately, you have to have a lot of space. The Mishnah says, once you plant three rows, that already has a din of a full vineyard. And if the middle one were to, we'll see what happens with the middle one. But ultimately, you have to have 16 amos between them to plant something else, because the Mishnah now says it has a din of a karachas hakerem. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Eimer, Mishum Chanani ben Chachinai, Afilu Charvo Emtzayis Ve'ein Ben Shur L'Chaver Tashesh Esri Amo L'Yavi Uzer L'Sham. So now it's interesting. It was not spoken out clearly by the Tanakhama in this Mishnah, but according to the Tanakhama, it would have seemed to be very simple if you have one row, and then another row, and another row, and there was eight amis in between each one. If the middle row were to get deleted, then it would be perfectly fine to plant grain in the middle, because you have 16 amos between these two rows. What could be the problem? However, says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if you have to have three rows, the Mishnah says you have to have 16 amos between each one if you want to plant another grain in the middle. If you didn't do that, say you only did one row, eight amos. One row, another eight amos. So all in all, you have is 16. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if the middle row gets deleted, and now you have 16 amos between the two rows, you still can't plant there. He says, Layav Yizera, L'sham Shilim Etchilas Anatan Reza Mutter B'Shmana Amos. Since at the beginning it was only mutter if you had eight amos there. So now the halach is you planted it raw. If you would have wanted to plant another species in the middle, another species of, let's say, grain in the middle, you would have had to have 16. So the fact that you deleted the middle row is not going to help you. So it comes out very interesting. A tremendous chumrah according to Blazer ben Yaakov. You plant one row of vines, and then you move eight amos, another row of vines. Then you move another row of eight amos, another row of vines. So you have eight amos between each row of vines. Still, says Blazer ben Yaakov, you have three rows. That requires 16 amos of space in between them. Since you didn't plant it like that, so you don't have enough space, even if the middle row were to get deleted, you still can't plant grain in the middle. We don't pass like Blazer ben Yaakov. Continue with the last mission in the parak, Mishnah Tes. Hanateas Kamel, Sheish Esrei Amo, Sheish Esrei Amo. So this person planted with a lot of space in between each row. He planted a row of vines, and then 16 amos space, and another row of vines. And then another 16 amos of space, and another row of vines. So this person, basically, he has a tremendously large field, and he left about 32 feet space between each row of vines that he planted. It says, Mishnah Muti Lahavi Zera Lisham. You can plant whatever you want in the middle, because each row is viewed as an individual row. So six tfachim, if you leave six tfachim from that row, then you can plant grain in the middle of that. Now the Mishnah brings a story to back it up. Amar Rav Yehuda, Maisa de Tzalmein. There's a story in a town called Tzalmein. Be'echot shenata es karmai al sheish esri amah. Person planted his vineyard, leaving 16 amos between each row of vines. V'haya hoifech sa'ar shtey shureis l'tzad echad, v'zei rea sanir. V'shana aferes haya hoifech es sa'ar l'makyam echar. So basically what he would do is, he would lean the vines of every two rows towards the middle. So he had one row of vines, and he leaned those vines out. Then another row of vines, and he leaned those vines the opposite direction. And then the third row, he leaned those in towards the middle. So basically, in between every other row, he had an open space, and then the next row was covered with vines. So he would plant in between. Let's just give it numbers for now. You have vine A, vine B, vine C. So between A and B, he planted one year. And then the next year, he would lean the vines the opposite way. And between B and C, he would plant the next year. The reason that he did this is because it's good for the grain to alternate between years. So he did this. They brought this story before the Chachamim to ask them if it's okay for a person to plant like this. V'hitiru. They said it's fine. So you see clearly that once you leave 16 amos between each row of vines, you can do whatever you want. Each vine is considered to be its own single row of vines. All you need to have is six tfachim. You can plant whatever you want in the middle. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Imrim, Afanateas Karmel Shmona Amos Mutter. Even if you only left eight amos, would be Mutter. But we've seen earlier, and that we do not pass like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon with disregard. You'd have to have 16 amos in order for you to view each row as an individual row and not to give it a din of a kerem. That concludes the fourth parak of Maseches Klai. We'll continue with Hashem tomorrow with parak Chamishi. Have a great day.